This steep, narrow Shuddens Gorge gets its name from the way it has trapped the Black River running through it. Above and below the gorge, relatively soft sedimentary rock, formed in water, allows the river to meander and carve a wide floodplain. But the much harder igneous rock of the gorge, formed by volcanic eruptions, forces the water to flow through the rock's vertical joints, eroding and widening them. Over time, the river gets trapped, or shut in, by its own action. It can only continue eroding the hard rock straight down, creating the steep-sided gorge. This shut-in's landscape has two parts. In the view of the upper shut-ins from the first overlook on the trail, you can see how water has carved several features. The circular potholes here develop from swirling water carrying sand and gravel that has been grinding into the hard rhyolite rock for thousands of years. The plunge pools were created by water, sand, and gravel continuously eroding rock at the base of the waterfalls. Water eroding vertical cracks or joints in the rock has created maze-like channels. The lower shut-in section can be observed from the next overlook atop a steep rhyolite bluff. Beside the bluff where you are standing, the main feature is the chute, a long, deep vertical crack that channels water into a deep pool and acts as a funnel for the river. Be sure to stay behind the fence as you view it. The water flowing through it is deep and very swift.